Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
You're never going to get anywhere being lazy. But I would tell you that hard work is what stands out. I pursue number one at all times. But you have to be able to look at yourself. I always worked hard. I was never lazy. I was always somebody that believed in hard work. And when you work hard and you have that sense of pride, it goes right out the window if you utilize your efforts in the wrong fashion. Mm-hmm. But when you do what's right, and it's based off of that effort that you put in, then you feel good about it because you took care of your responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Then you can go play. Can't do the playing before any of that stuff.
Right.
If I never try, if I don't go for this, where's that gonna lead me? Don't be scared to bet on yourself. You're going to be scared anyway, because it is scary. But at the same time, betting on yourself isn't always leaving. Betting on yourself is believing in you. Knowing who you are, what you're worth. Having an idea about it anyway, and willing to work towards that to validate that reality. That's betting on yourself. Whatever decision emanates from that is based off of you looking at you and saying, I'm going for it. When you don't do that, what you have done is refrain from challenging yourself to be all you could be. You should be scared if you're clueless. You should be scared if you're ignorant to what you want to do, why you want to do it, and how you intend to go about achieving whatever aspirations you may have. If you're going to overcome that fear at some point, knowledge is a part of the equation. What is winning? I challenge any human being alive. And if you can't do it, you scratch, claw, and even die trying. It was about striving to do whatever you could to be the best that you can be. That is what I believe makes me the best. It's my commitment to excellence for the collective whole. I believe I'm the best there is. I ain't apologizing for it to anybody. You know, Denzel Washington talks about consistency, the importance of consistency. You got to put in the work, you got to go for it. But you have to have consistency. Because without consistency and putting in the work, the dream is nothing but a dream.
Right.
And I get all of that. But you have to be able to look at yourself. And you have to be able to be honest with yourself and know when you mess up. Because when you mess up, it's going to catch you. What I mean when I say it's going to catch you is, at some point, you're going to look at you and you're going to say, I didn't try. I didn't go for it. But I often tell people this, particularly when it comes to relationships. Relationships come and go. Things don't work out sometimes. But there is nothing on earth worse than when you know you're the reason it messed up. See, if somebody mistreats you, if somebody that you love don't want you no more, but you wanted them and you treated them right and blah, 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 but it didn't work out, it hurts. But you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Most people will be fine. When you're not fine is when you know it was you.
You messed up.
You messed up.
You hurt them.
Everybody you've run across has had apprehension about who they are, where they are, where they're going, etc. But really, the most important thing, it requires like a literal look in the mirror. asking yourself how you will feel if you never try. Because there's no one that could become all they could be without looking at themselves.
Absolutely. What is your definition of greatness?
My definition of greatness, sustained excellence. Anybody could be great for a moment. Anybody could have their moment in the sun. But who you truly, truly are at a particular craft is whatever is done over a sustained period of time. To me, first take being number one is not what I'm proud of. I'm proud of the fact that it's been 11 years straight. That's what I'm proud of. And the fact that I was able to do that at a continuous level, that means I had to put my head down and just be about the business and do the work. I'm brilliant because I know I'm not. I steal from those who are, and I learn from them, and I disseminate that level of brilliance that I got from other people, always giving them credit, number one. Number two, here's the biggest thing. I think I'm the best because I think about the company. How can I help? How can I make my bosses more money? How can I get some of it? That mentality,
that's a game changer,
is what makes me the best.
That's a game changer.
Because what I'm saying is, I'm not saying I'm the best because I articulate myself on television better than anybody else. Even though I think I work as hard as anybody, but I work more than anybody. Yeah. Or that I got, even though I've been number one for 11 years in morning television, pardon the interruption, is number one on ESPN, not me. I'm not those guys. They're the institution. You see what I'm saying? I understand who I am. But what I'm saying is that you show me what winning is for the brand, and I'm going to bust my butt to go and get it for you. I've shown I'm trustworthy. Yeah. That you can trust that I'm going to be at the top, or I'm going to go down swinging. But there is never a moment that I'm on the air that I don't think about what they want. And a lot of times, it's just like a musician. If you Jay-Z, you run a Rock Nation, you're a billionaire, blah, blah, blah. Do you make music just for yourself, or do you think about what the audience would want?
If everyone could take this in and realize it's about the win-win. When I was playing high school ball as a freshman, trying to make the varsity.
Right.
And I wasn't as good yet, but I was tall, so they put me in there, right?
Right.
I would listen to the coach and say, and complaining about some of the starters who weren't hustling. He said, we need more hustle. I need you guys diving for balls, jumping out of bounds. And I was just like, I'm going to be the hustle guy. I'm going to do what he needs, what he wants, so I can play and try to help him win. And that got me on the team. It's like working for a company. It's like, if you can help the company make more money, and show them that, they're going to want to continue to support your growth.
Yep.
The win-win. So this is, for me, that's brilliant. And I don't think a lot of people probably think you think that way.
They don't. Because if I wasn't interested in making a difference, if I wasn't interested in impacting the lives of others in a positive fashion, they would have not been interested in giving me the time of day. I had to be interested in something greater than myself to get their interest to elevate in me. Being as excellent as I could possibly be on a day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out basis.